Maybe such questions I had was, for instance, how did the motion of atoms or molecules, how did that relate there to elastic properties? What was it? What's called lattice dynamics.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things, for instance, we worked on zinc from liquid helium temperatures all the way up to just below the melt and measured the properties both in plane, how the zinc atoms vibrated, and perpendicular, and that gives you a relationship to the internal forces. And that stood me in good stead, because then what happened was, the way I got into biomedical engineering is I applied for this, saw this announcement, and I had only been originally a short time, a couple of years, which said that if you wanted to, you could apply for this fellowship, what they call the science faculty fellowship. I don't even know if they have them anymore, where you could, it wasn't so much research, but you went someplace to learn what to do for teaching.
I see.
And the English system for teaching crystallography was very good.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote one to go to University College and work with Dame Kathleen Lonsdale, first woman member of the Royal Society. And
what's the name?
Kathleen, name is Lonsdale, L-O-N-S-D-A-L-E.
Okay.
And she was first woman member of the Royal Society and a Dame of the British Empire. That's the equivalent of a knighthood for the male. A Quaker, a pacifist, vegetarian, very brilliant woman. In fact, after she died, they named the geology building after her at the University College London, because she was the one who worked out the diamond inclusions and meteorites, moon rocks and things of that sort. And I went there to understand and kind of courses they taught and how they did. Graduate studies in England is quite different from ours. By the time you're graduated, you really don't take courses anymore.
Uh-huh.
You've had your advanced courses as a in the high school, the equivalent of high school, you know, they graduated,
yeah.
And then you spend 3 years no longer taking in, so you don't have to worry about history or English or other things,
yeah.
You take only technical, so that they're ahead of us when they graduate with undergraduate, we catch up in the graduate because we take all these advanced courses,
yeah.
So I wanted to get that idea. While I was there, we got an announcement of a mini symposium at the Cavendish Lab where Perutz and Kendrew were giving their talks on hemoglobin and myoglobin, for which they won the first Nobel Prize for the structure of proteins. And when I went there, this was very exciting. Oh, and that's where I met Cochrane for the first time. I told you about that early paper, and I told him about that. So the English group were very friendly people and very well-known people in this field, especially because the Braggs were the early Nobel Prize winners related. So there was a kind of a history of that being one of the key areas for development. And I was very excited because both of these guys are physicists, trained the same way in the sense that I was in America, crystal physics, using X-ray diffraction to understand the relation between structure and properties. And I knew no biology. I'd never taken a biology course in my either high school or college, but to me it was very exciting. But I was still only an assistant professor, so I went back with this in the back of my mind. I had quite a number of research projects, Atomic Energy Commission, AEC, Army Research Office, Durham, doing these type of studies of crystal property related to structure. And in 19... Then I get promoted somewhere in the early 60s, 61, 62, something. I forget that I have it on my CV someplace. So if you want, we can make a copy.
I
can finish that. And now I have tenure, so now I can take a risk.
Uh-huh.
So in 1963, at a meeting of the American Crystallographic Association, I see a friend who got his master's in the same laboratory. He was a chemist. And I knew he was working in the biological area doing these kind of things. So I said to him, I said, I'd like to work on life, you know. I had a kind of an epiphany at this meeting with Perutz and Kendrew where I said, gee, fantastic, you can use these techniques and really work on living things, you know.